Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. For those of you who have not been noticing the downtown in Astoria lately, it is vibrant. It is full of brand new businesses and shops and restaurants. And of course, we still have all of our favorite stores, Abco, our office supply store, where you can also buy a solid chocolate Astoria column. And you have Godfather's and Finware and Loop Jacobson and a lot of the businesses that you're familiar with that have been here a very long time. But in addition, almost on every corner, everywhere you turn, there is a vibrancy. There is new blood in downtown Astoria. Whether it's, you know, Inferno, the new bar, listening to Frank Sinatra sitting over by the river, Prana, which opened, and you can float in a float tank. Doe and Arrow will be opening soon. Men's and women's clothing store. Bling, Lisa Marie's from Kentucky. Sisters Olives and Nut. It just goes on and on. Today in the studio, I have two of our brand new businesses. I have Stacy Daniels and Sarah Knighton, who opened Maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N, Maiden Astoria a couple of months ago. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, how are you?
Glad to have you here. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. Okay. And so I'm going to split the program, and the first part of the program is actually going to be with Mary de la Salandra. She opened her boutique, which is stunning, right next to Fulio's. Mary de la Salandra, so glad to have you here today.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Excellent. So we're going to hear a little bit about their stories. Why did they decide to move here? What exactly made them feel like they wanted to create something here in downtown Astoria? And so we'll start with you, Mary. Please tell us a little bit about your story.
Okay. Myself, I'm just like any other artist. I'm just out of control.
Okay.
I don't know what to do except what I do. You know, I think I'm just cellular. I think my grandmother, who I never met, is just works through my body because she just didn't get enough done in her lifetime.
Oh, so that means that's why you have to.
I have no choice. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. I think machine oil is my favorite perfume. You know, so between that and wool, I'm just really happy clam. And I've always been a fabric hoarder. My whole family's fabric collectors. And even my father sewed. He was a weaver for Pendleton Company before and after the war. So, you know, I was there as a little kid, seeing those big looms jumping up and down, couldn't hear yourself talk. So I've grew up in Portland and went to Cleveland High School. And in 84, I started learning to make shoes because I could make everything else. And I made everything I wore because I just did. And I met a shoemaker, and he taught me that. And we went into business together across from Powell's Books. And it was a little short-lived because my mother was ill. But I eventually moved next to the Oyster Bar and had a crazy shop there for quite a long time. It was one of the first boutiques in Portland where I sewed in the shop, ironing board, everything. And it was a huge space, and it was wonderful. It was a great time, you know, like 84 to 97. And then I moved to Europe with my then boyfriend, now husband. And we lived in England for 3 years and then moved on to France, where we lived for the last 13 years. But in Portland, I basically established myself and collected. I had 23 sewing machines. I just couldn't help myself.
How many sewing machines do you have now?
Oh, 8, 9. Okay. But I have a lot of ironing boards and irons and, you know, the whole gizmo. So
what made you decide to move back from France? And were you doing this in France? Were you designing clothes and making clothes and shoes in France?
I did. Well, I was in the countryside, and it was, you know, very isolated. And so I just kind of kept at it and changed regular shoemaking into wool shoes, because it was so cold there, my feet, I was losing circulation. So I went, oh, gee. So I started knitting shoes and making wool shoes and changed from making mohair bears and toys, which I've done all the time, to wool felted ones, which I now have in the shop too. So I had two boutiques there at two different times in two different locations, and that was wonderful and quite fun. But it was a difficult time in France at that time, financially for everybody. The economy was really rough. And so we came back because we tried to start coming back 5 years ago. We have children here in Portland, and, you know, we didn't see them enough, and they were having children. And so the more we looked into moving back to Portland, the more I just couldn't do it because it was so noisy and expensive that we just started moving further out from Portland and found this wonderful house in Astoria. And we've always loved Astoria because we kind of had our first love affair here in the first place. And so it just all magically fell together and came back. And 4 months ago, 5 months ago, well, April, I opened up this store and, you know, found this wonderful little spot. And I just wanted a little showcase. I didn't want a big area to take care of. So, and then in Portland, I had a number of good friends who worked and submitted their designs and creations for me. So I've known them 25 years, and one was my pattern maker at that time, and I love and adore them. We get along fine. So they're submitting their works to the shop too.
So you started sewing at a young age.
Yeah.
You learned how to work with a sewing machine. Right. Then you taught your you were working with linens and wools and natural fabrics, it seems like.
Yeah.
All your fabrics are natural fabrics.
Yeah. I'm completely in love with wool, and just the fiber is incredible. The smell drives me crazy, you know. And I just love, I almost do almost everything hand sewn now. It's just so therapeutic. It's like Zen, you know. We just put that needle in and pull it out, and you make the most perfect little tiny stitch you can. I'm going to go blind. I mean, I have these great, you know, headaches from eye strain now. And I go, oh my God, I've got to take care of my eyeballs. This is crazy.
So when people ask you what is the boutique, and this is a designer boutique, what is this small designer boutique known as De La Salandra?
I think you can kind of trust that it's going to have kind of outside the envelope design shapes. So my background is in architecture and sculpture, theater, pool, sports cars, boys. And so I'm fascinated with squares, circles, and triangles, and oriental clothing, and clown clothes, and military clothes. And so all of those aspects kind of find their spot with me. So if I can make a round dress with a little straps and legs, you know, little feet that can come out the bottom, I'm kind of happy. You know, I just entertain myself, and if you like it, then you do, you know.
You're not sewing in the shop. Now, the shop is located right next to Fulio's, which is the Italian restaurant. And,
right.
and your De La Salandra has an Italian feel, and De La Salandra is an Italian name. That's
exactly.
Your name.
Yeah, I'm half Italian and half Scottish, so it's great combo. You know, I'd be a good singer, I guess, at that point.
Yes, I would think
if so. If the place was bigger, I would work there, as I've done before, and it's always been really attractive, you know, to have everything set up like that. So, but I work at home now. I have a really big house, and so I take up like 4 rooms with cutting, you know, sewing, whatever.
So you just create your own patterns, and you have De La Salandra, you have your designs.
Exactly.
For women's clothing designs.
Exactly.
Made out of natural fibers. Yeah. And then you also have a few of your friends' designs.
Exactly.
From Portland.
And all of them are pretty well-traveled people, so they pick up a lot of silks and things from the Orient. And I have a big collection. I used to work for Pendleton for the Millen store, and would buy in bolts of great designer pieces, and still can do that. So if you get an in bolt of Armani or Mizrahi or Lagerfeld, something like that, it gives you like 10 or 15 yards. You can only make like maybe 3-2 suits and maybe 1 little jacket. So it keeps it small. It's a small turnover. And it's, although I have a look, the line that I have is really familiar. It kind of works together, that you can put things together. It's always different fabrics, and the more wonderful the fabric, the happier I am, you know, because if you're going to sew and you're going to work that hard, you may as well use something that's a quality piece of fabric so that it endures. And my mind is like really Catholic, having been raised that way, is to have a uniform so that you can like find one, you know, garment look that you like and you want to wear all the time, and that nobody realizes that you're doing it, you know.
Well, if you add a lot of different scarves,
yes,
it's true.
True.
Right.
And so if you get a really good piece of fabric, like the clothes I have on right now, this is wool. you know, and it's a gabardine, and I have been wearing it for years, and the only thing that wears out are the buttonholes, and then I just kind of fix those, you know. But, you know, it's like, you know, having a uniform, and, but it's wonderful. And I don't know, I adore fabric, that's all.
And what's the reception been like for, because, you know, it's you're a tiny little store.
Shock.
There. Shock, shock, shock that you're in SRA. Now, why?
Yes.
Shock in what way?
And it's wonderful. I mean, the Astorians come in and go, thank you. And I go, oh, gee, that's the best you could possibly hear, you know?
Well, a high-end designer boutique store you may not expect to see in Astoria.
Yeah, right? And it's a scary thing to bet on yourself like that because the prices are kind of up there. And you know, you're just going, holding your breath. And a lot of people go, oh, and hold their breath. But other people go, I see this. I want this. I know that there's, I mean, people come in and go, oh, is this the only one? Yes, that is the only one. I'm buying it.
Right. If people want something completely unusual.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so and when you moved here, did you come with the intention of opening this or did you say no?
No. No, I really considered like maybe opening a teddy bear and hair factory, which I still have in the back of my head. And I do have the bears and the hairs there.
What do you mean a teddy bear and hair factory?
Just a factory. I just wanted the Astoria teddy bear and hair factory. That's all I wanted to do. It was just to make bears and hairs, you know, in my house and have a little factory and... And
oh, bears and hares meaning rabbits.
Rabbits.
Okay, in case you don't know.
They're all looking at me like, what is she saying?
She's not making hares.
She's making hair.
For your head. She's making hares, H-A-R-E-S.
Yes, yeah, because hares. They have longer ears, and hares are magical, and they dance, you know, they have relationships. They're different than rabbits, so.
Okay, oh, good. All right, so Mary, tell people where you are again. It's De La Salandra, a high-end designer boutique, just opened. When did you open?
4 months.
4 months ago. And it's a whole different world when you stumble into De La Salandra. You have your handmade shoes.
Yes,
and
right.
That you sew yourself.
Right.
And then you have these designer clothes. And then you have hares and bears.
I do. Oh,
and,
my.
Oh, my. Lions and tigers and bears.
Yeah,
lions
exactly.
And tigers and hares. Okay. So De La Salandra has a website. And it is DelaSalandra.com. However... You're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yes.
From 11 to 4.
Exactly. And the rest of the time I'm working at home.
Making the things.
Making the things to put in the shop.
Right. And you've been feel embraced by the Astoria community. You feel like it's worked out.
I do. And you know, I think that it's been half and half tourists, you know, tourists and locals. And actually had repeat offenders, you know, from Portland. I've heard about this shop, and I'm coming here to see you. And I'm, that feels really good, you know.
Astoria has many attractions which bring people from all over the world. and now it will. It sounds like it could be some of our downtown local shops.
Well, I do. My label says my name, De La Salandra, and you say De La Salandra Portland underneath it, but it now says De La Salandra. Astoria by the Sea.
Oh, let's see. Oh, she has a label. Oh, my gosh. De La Salandra, Astoria by the Sea. Indeed. Well, welcome, Mary.
Thank you
so much for bringing your European sensibilities to downtown Astoria.
Thank you very much.
And again, you can pop by the store. It's right on Commercial
it
next
is.
To Fulio's.
It is.
And it does have kind of a European-Italian feel when you walk in.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Well,
thank you for
having me today. Which is what your intention was.
Apparently. Exactly.
Right. Good. Okay, so that's
thank
worked
you.
Out.
Thank you for letting
right.
me be
and
here.
And when you close up shop, you're open 11 to 4, then the hares and the bears dance at night.
They sneak around, for sure.
And then when
I know.
You come back in the morning, they've all changed everything.
They're all at different positions.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mary. And I know you have to leave, so
thank
thanks
you,
a
God.
Million. So
thank
we've
you.
Been talking to Mary De La Salandra. Her new designer boutique in downtown Astoria is De La Salandra. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. We have been talking about the vibrancy in downtown Astoria, a lot of new business which coexist beautifully with already established businesses. And the word that I always think really defines Astoria is juxtaposition. Things that don't typically go together somehow do. That shabby chic, you know, that gritty authenticity we're known for. And then having these stores. Bye, Mary. Thank you so much. having these a variety of things for people to, whether you live here or you're a visitor, to explore and discover. And so now we're going to turn our attention to Stacy Daniels and Sarah Knighton. They are the owners of Maiden, M-A-I-D-E-N, Astoria. And Maiden opened 2 months ago?
Yes.
Two months ago. Okay, so Stacy, you're here. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
And Sarah, let's hear your voice.
How's it going?
Good. All right. So before we talk about Maiden Astoria, let's talk about a little bit about your background and how this came to be. So please, Stacy, tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Southern Oregon in Grants Pass, and I had a dream of becoming a fashion designer from a really young age. So I... As soon as I turned 18, I moved to Los Angeles and did that for 20 years. I was there
really?
For 20 years, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got to a point where it was a little too hectic and I wanted to get back to my roots. And I started looking for an area in Oregon that I sort of spoke to me. So I ended up in Astoria.
Mm-hmm. So you just were driving around wandering the state of Oregon saying, I want to go back to Oregon from L.A., and at that time, your job, your career was as a designer?
It was. I sold my company in Los Angeles, and my whole family lives up in Oregon. And I stopped in Portland first for a year, and I thought, this is a little too big and hectic, and I'm used to being closer to the water. And I kept seeing pictures of Astoria. We had actually never gone up this far when I was a kid. So I had never been here, but I kept seeing pictures, and I thought, I've got to get to this place and check it out. And as soon as I did, I wanted to live here. So I just kind of had an instant love for it.
And that was how long ago?
2 years. I've been
here
2 years.
So you moved here 2 years ago. Uh-huh. Just kind of leap of faith. You didn't really know anybody.
No.
Here.
I kind of thought I was a little crazy for doing it. But
did you know what you would do? What you were going to do when you moved here?
I had no idea. I figured I'd settle in and kind of figure it out. And so I just to get into the community, I took a weaving class here. At the Weaving Academy.
From Margaret Terry, our favorite.
Margaret, she's awesome. And that's how I met Sarah, and just sort of a way to get into the community.
So see, that's just it. If you come here and you either volunteer or take a class, mm-hmm. you will meet people, and will open up, opportunities will happen.
Yeah.
So you signed up for the weaving class, and then you met Sarah. So Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, Astoria. Well, I was raised in Wausau, Alaska. Go figure. My name is Sarah. You can figure it out. Sarah from Wausau.
We would never make that comparison.
But I joined the Coast Guard when I was 17 to get out of Wausau. So then I was sent to Tillamook, Oregon for 2.5 years at Station Tillamook Bay. It was a search and rescue station. And then I've always been passionate about art, so I chose to become a cook in the Coast Guard because that's the most creative thing you can do. And then I was stationed in Hawaii, and I just fell in love with, well, before Hawaii, I fell in love with surfing at Oswald West State Park. And then I went to Hawaii, and I just, like, surfed and painted and worked with the Coast Guard. And I met my husband. I got out of the Coast Guard. We were transferred back to Astoria, and then my love for Oregon came back, and then I just never wanted to leave. And
is your husband still in the Coast Guard?
Yes, he's in the Coast Guard.
But doesn't the Coast Guard make people move every couple of years?
Yeah, but he's a few years older than I am, so he's going to retire soon, and so we bought a house, and we're not going anywhere.
All right, so you're going to, well, right, you just opened a business, that's right. Okay, excellent. So when you, then you all decided to move to Astoria, and he's with the Coast Guard, and then did you know what you were going to do here?
I really, really wanted to get into art therapy. And when I first moved to Astoria, I was working at the Rosebriar Astoria Point and was working with activities. I was a tech. I was kind of going in that field, and I wanted to apply for grad school in art therapy. But then I decided not to do that. And I started screen printing and started my company, Maidens of the Pacific. And then I was screen printing and selling items at the market.
Okay, so you were part of the Sunday market.
Yes.
And you had Maidens of the Pacific. Mm-hmm. And how long ago was that? Did you start that?
Oh, last year, so over a year.
Okay.
A year ago.
All right. And then, so you were just doing that at the Sunny Market. Then you took the weaving class. You met Stacy.
No. Actually, Stacy's the one who kind of inspired me to start screen printing, and because I'm really passionate about art and weaving, and I love fiber, but then I also love paint. Mm-hmm. So then you can just combine paint and fiber together, and you have like the perfect,
exactly,
affordable,
it's true.
Of art.
Yeah, and actually, I asked earlier before we went on the air, like, how would you describe Made in Astoria, M-A-I-D-E-N again, Made in Astoria. And what you all said was local and regional handmade goods gift shop. Everything's made in the U.S. or the Northwest. So this is a venue for your art.
Mm-hmm.
And Stacy, you also. Mm-hmm. So what would someone find? And first of all, where is Made in Astoria? Let's let people know that.
We're on 14th Street, right across from 14th Street Coffee, and right next door to Gimray's Shoes.
Right next to Gimray's, and mm-hmm. right across from Street 14 Coffee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And you opened 2 months ago, so you go up the little stairs, and then you walk in, and it just feels wonderful in there. What do people find when they come into Made in Astoria? What is your mission?
We really wanted a place where artists could sell their goods. So that was really close to our heart, like handmade items made in Astoria or made in the Northwest. This was really important to Sarah and I, and items made in America predominantly. And we wanted a location where we could work in the back on our own pieces and but also support the community. So
what do people find? I know that there are sweatshirts with your designs on them, the
yeah.
Maiden of the Pacific.
And then we have amazing Provo pouches by Steve Provo. We have...
What is a Provo pouch?
It's like a little coin purse.
Uh-huh.
Just like
okay.
another item that's right. made in Astoria.
Okay.
We have a local Etsy company, Define Design 11, who is kind of this little hidden gem in Astoria that have their own design company, and we sell some of their prints, but they have this online scene that nobody knows about. Then we also have Alyssa Burke, who lives in Seaside, and she's a famous blogger and artist that's kind of hidden on the coast.
Daisy.
Daisy Davis.
Yeah.
She has the recycled paper bowls.
Yeah. So many artists from the community have just come in with their items, and we, you know, just
and,
introduce
and you say
themselves.
Yes, this is a good fit. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Right, because you can. So when you say gift shop, you have jewelry, you have
soap, we have candles, paintings.
We have
jewelry.
Chocolate. We have Blue Scorcher chocolate.
Oh, you have Blue Scorcher chocolate. Right. So if for some reason Blue Scorcher's closed
yep.
and Maiden is open, and you all are open from 11 to 5, how many days a week? Every day?
Well, we kind of vary. Like, we open at 10.
And oh, you open
at 10. We usually close at 7,
okay.
but our Facebook and Instagram says we're open from 11 to 5.
Right.
We're just keeping it. The hours like from 11 to 5 right now, because I don't know if we'll make 10 o'clock on the dot today.
So right.
We're open at 11.
So what has the reception been? So really you want to support, handmade goods from local artists as well as, you know, throughout the region and things that are made in the United States,
yep.
which is great because so many things we know are made elsewhere. And so you really have an underpinning here of, you know, your ethics of, like, our store is only going to have these kinds of things.
Right. Yeah. This is really important to both of us. I mean, it doesn't have to be all made in America, you know, and you can buy things from all over, but it kind of, we'd like to tip the scale a little bit and just give people that come travel here an option of finding something maybe that they won't find anywhere else. You
mm-hmm.
know.
What's the reception been like since you opened?
Oh, it's been amazing.
I can't even explain it.
Yeah. I think our favorite part is seeing local artists who come in and show and having them show their goods to us,
mm-hmm.
but also having local people continue to come into our store. You know, a lot of them stop by after Sunday Market you know, and just to kind of browse and see what we have, you know, what new items we might have in the store. And we just love seeing their faces, you know, seeing familiar faces coming into the store.
Well, it has a very light, airy feel, and you do feel like you're going to find something really interesting in there. You know, when you walk in, and that's so important.
Thank you.
It's not always what you're selling, but what is the experience that mm-hmm. you have when you walk into a store? And it feels very cheerful. Every time I've walked in there, it's just there's a lot of light, bright energy and happiness.
We fell in love with that building. I don't even know if we would have opened the store.
We just saw the spot. And
so you didn't know if you were going to open a store, and
no,
then you just saw the spot.
We fell in love with that, with the building. It just has such great energy and light. And it's just so quaint and old, and we loved it. And the man we're renting from, Paul Larson from JP Plumbing. He has this love for that building that we, you know,
just
also
adore. And we're just like, we're right there with you.
Well, you're right there next to Gimray's, and you've got the toy store, and you know, and I think a lot of times people, you know, would think that, oh, you have to have, if you're going to have a store, you need to be right on the main street. One of the great things about Astoria is that people are wandering now on all these little side streets, and there are these really little things that, you know, you can discover, which you don't know exist, but you have to take that little get off the beaten path a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's working out well. The, you know, your location is going well.
Yes.
Yeah. Plus, with Street 14 expanding now, and, you know,
the Commodore Hotel as well, like all
yes, that's true. Absolutely.
And they just stare at our store from their rooms.
They can see right inside.
Exactly. And your website, for people who want to go to the Made in Astoria, is MAIDEN, maidenastoria.com. And we just have a couple of minutes left. What else would you like the listening audience to know about Made in Astoria?
We sell happy stuff. we just sell happy stuff. Just come on down and find something happy for yourself or your loved ones.
Well, that's a great way to put it then, because we all need to find gifts for people, including ourselves.
Yes.
And,
especially.
Yes, and so that's a great thing to think about when you're saying, oh, what can I do that's local and that's, you know, we want to be able to support all of these businesses in downtown, because truly, as Mary was talking about too, it's not only just a destination because it's famous because of Fort Clatsop and Lewis and Clark and all of that, but really, and the Column and the museums, but it is this experience of being able to walk in this very human scale downtown mm-hmm. and explore and wander and discover these little unusual stores and with having things that you would never find. So I congratulate both of you on your daring, because Mary, obviously at De La Salandra, she said, oh, I love this space, I'm going to do it. You did the same thing, and it's going well.
Yes.
That is right.
And, so people can find you right on 14th Street across from, Street 14 Coffee. And the Commodore, and any last thing
Gimray
you want to say?
Gimray's,
we love Gimray's. Purple Cow.
See,
again, these wonderful established businesses, yes. And then again, this little spark of new life.
So, thank you.
Charlie's Pet Store. That's right. Yeah, I know. It's wonderful because really it is a walking town, and you can walk around and find everything you need downtown practically now, I'll tell you. Thank you so much,
Thank you, Stacey and Sarah. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, Made in Astoria, and then we had De La Salandra on earlier. So a great way to support, become a maiden and support your local artist in the community. Thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Brun for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. Sometimes we're so busy we forget to breathe deeply, and that is a sign to our body that we can relax, that we can let go of some of the stress. It's a very healthy thing to do. So take a deep breath today and then focus on all the good things in your life, the things that are working well. There will always be those things that don't work well. However, focus on the things that are good that you can expand upon, and then give yourself a loving or compassionate hug, pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment. on the amazing planet we call Earth.